other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've been talking all day about Brits need to get out and buy as many aluminum baseball bats or wooden baseball bats as they can. And Drudge Report, always on target. I bet Drudge is listening. He's smarter than I am in a lot of ways. I bet he thought of it himself, too. But went and checked Amazon, and sure enough, movers and shakers in sports and leisure, little collapsible nightsticks are up in sales to the number one sales item in sports to 7,229 times. So its ranking is up 7,029 times from what it was. Number two is a aluminum baseball bat, silver, 60 centimeters. It's up 5,690%. Number three, a wooden baseball bat. I agree the aluminum is better, not going to break, but you could put nails in the wooden one. Midwest American Ash Wooden Baseball Bat, RRP. See, folks, you can have a hammer in your car, even in places like New York where victims are disarmed, or a baseball bat. It's, you know, you're playing baseball, you're driving nails. Bronx 32-inch wooden baseball bat, 3,734% up. Next is a Raleigh folding work stand and a tent. But I tell you, Stuart, that is the answer. Can you imagine being the poor Brits not being able to have a gun while the looters set fire to people's businesses and homes and women are jumping out of the tops of buildings? I mean, I'm sorry, setting fires to buildings is a terrorist action, and those people need to be shot. Isn't that legal and lawful if somebody's setting your house on fire that you shoot them?
Oh, I think so. Well, if it's a threat to life, absolutely. You can stop them from burning you to death, you bet.
But, I mean, look at these poor domesticated people in England at the mercy of scum.
Well, that's the problem with relying on hand tools is, you know, you're relying on youth and strength, too. So if you're some old lady, how is she going to use a baseball bat against a young thug? It's going to be much more difficult. She needs a gun. So
she does, and women need guns.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of firearms is they take out the equation of physical strength. Otherwise, it's the guy that can hold the heaviest shield and the heaviest broadsword. That's who's going to prevail. You know, youth and strength and skill, you know, will overcome age. So the old folks better get crafty. They better start thinking and planning and using full force multipliers.
Well, who do criminals target? They love to target the old.
Or the very young or the very weak, you know, smaller frame females in particular. So, you know, folks there will do what they should be doing. They'll start banding together to counteract the thugs. And I think that you'll see, ad hoc militias being formed in England. And well, I hope so. I hope they haven't been so
gelded.
Gelded. There you go. I hope they haven't been so gelded that they don't have. They have no concept how to do that. So hopefully they'll rediscover.
Well, no, it's confirmed, and the police don't like it. By the way, I was looking it up during the break that the shop owners and communities are banding together with the baseball bats and things, and the police are telling them that's not good. They need to just let themselves be raped and killed and their houses and businesses burned down, Stuart.
Yeah, well, England's where we're going. It's a hyper-state with, you got hyper-criminals on one side, the hyper-state on the other side, and in the middle are totally gelded, emaciated, easily. It's like out of the movie, what was it called, The Time Machine, where they just sit around and let each other drown and let each other be eaten.
By some strange twist of fate, we, the Eloi, have become the prey, and the Morlocks the masters.
Exactly. So that's what they want. And so, if people want security, are going to turn to the hyperstate. They want you to turn to the hyperstate. They want you to think that your only way of being saved from living out of 28 days later for a Mega Man scenario is to have a police state. That's their solution. They create the problem, as you've always said, for many years.
Tell you what, restate that for everybody. When we come back, then we'll let Stuart go, get into some more news, and then open the phones up to England, and then get to our next guest.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've had Patrick Henningsen, who is a longtime reporter and documentary filmmaker. In fact, he's reported for us from Copenhagen, Denmark, Climate Summit. He was there barricaded in the local pub and watched white people being drug out of cars, being beaten up. It's admitted that many of the riots were racial. There's also gangs of white kids with black kids running around in other smaller cities who are just looting, using it as an excuse for criminal action. But I've gotten some emails. I've seen some comments saying, Alex, this is political. Well, if this is political, this is not part of the political group I'm with. I'm sorry, burning down family homes. In fact, we were just showing a photo of that earlier, and images of women jumping out of their burning homes. The rioters aren't going down to Parliament. They're not going over to BBC. They're not going over to Sky Television. They're not going to MI6 because the police would just shoot you there. No, they're burning down neighborhoods and little shops. And I guess that's political to some of you. And you know what? I guess at the end of the day, that is what we're going to see in this country as the welfare checks don't buy the goods anymore. You're still going to get your welfare check. You're still going to get your food stamp card. It's just that the allotment isn't going to go up. The COLA isn't going to go up. And I'm not saying your Social Security is welfare, folks. The point is it's an entitlement. It's something the government controls. And they're devaluing the dollar as J.P. Morgan announced, gold's going to go to $2,500 by the end of the year or higher. That's MSNBC, CBC, because the dollar has been devalued. And other currencies are being devalued by the banking cartel. And so, was Reginald Denny having, you know, his face clubbed in with a brick because he was white? Was that political? Should I have, like, said, kill him? It's political. Mindlessly running around and burning things will empower the establishment to crack down and take everyone's rights. The British Ministry of Defense in 2007 said austerity, because of the banking crisis, this is before it happened, would cause unrest and that they would set up a police state in response. The RAND Corporation says it. And you've got so many uninformed mental midgets out there who are smart enough to know the government's lying to them, but not sophisticated enough to know that we're restorationist. We want to restore law and order, a rule of law, a constitution, private property, sovereignty, and a compact of men and women together to defend individual rights, not the red terror model that is normally comes right after a bunch of poor people running around burning things. Okay? This is what allows the system to collapse things. Stuart, you're a historian. You are a, you know, top of your class lawyer, what, Yale? You know, worked for Ron Paul, Army paratrooper. You've won awards for your papers on history. I mean, I'm not a rocket science, but I mean, isn't what I'm saying here just common sense history?
Absolutely, it's the standard pattern. You know, it's cause chaos and then capitalize on it. And this is what's been going on now in this country for decades.
Well, you're not a good revolutionary patriot. You don't like burning down family dwellings.
What's the problem with, like you said, you wind up with the French Revolution rather than the American Revolution. You wind up with the guillotine and destruction of everyone's rights and then rule by bosses. And you wind up with Animal Farm. You know, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. So you're not restoring the Republic. You're tearing it down in a different way.
And notice, we're being singled out by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, White House. I'm on the White House enemies list. Total MSNBC, CNN, Nightline demonization, 24/7, because we're the real Americans. We want real rule of law. We want the American system. We want due process. And we've got the control left saying we're bad because we don't want an American Arab Spring that Al Gore called for by the environmentalists burning things. Said that last week. I mean, he's calling for that here with his people. Because we're going to resist that. We're going to resist government tyranny, military tyranny, police tyranny, because we're for truth and justice, because we are with the founding fathers and follow their genius, their idea. We're the enemy because we are the hope. You, the listeners of this show, we've got history. We're informed. We called this coming decades before, and they know we've got the light of liberty in the gathering darkness, and they want to snuff that liberty, and it's up to you, the listeners, to spread this radio show and the videos and the information, InfoWars.com, to the four winds, because we've got to stand up now at this critical juncture. Stuart, explain the historical juncture we're at and the difference between a gelded, disarmed public and an independent, strong, yeoman population.
Well, just that we're supposed to be sovereign citizens and sovereign states to take personal responsibility for our safety as the militia, as the posse, as our own volunteer fire department, not turning it over to experts and not gilding ourselves. And the government is always offering you the free lunch. Just let us professionals handle it. You just go vote, but don't have a gun. Don't organize for your own defense. Don't take personal responsibility for security of your neighborhood and your community. Leave it to NORTHCOM. Leave it to FEMA. We'll take care of you. That's what they want. They want us to become just like all the other countries throughout history that have gone down the road of tyranny. And the way to counteract that is to do what they don't want. Form into posses. Start a militia in your county. Take personal responsibility for your safety. Learn how to shoot. Go to an Appleseed program rifle class, which is free, or $75 for the whole weekend, and learn how to shoot and take personal responsibility and take it back from the ground up. That's the solution.
And I want to warn folks about militias. Real, and I want you to continue, real militias are great. They're constitutional. But if guys come to you and say, be part of something secret, let's go surveil the police department. That group's being led by a Fed trying to set you up to create the illusion of dangerous secret groups. Real militias go to the city council and speak out. Real militias go help run soup kitchens. Real militias go and educate their police and invite them to be part of it, or go to the sheriff and offer to assist, or run for sheriff. Real militias are out in the open, or you can, with your cousin, your brother, and one neighbor, have a military history club that is completely secret. Either go completely secret, still be totally lawful, or be completely public. Now, I know you studied special forces operations, behind enemy lines and communist situations, but isn't that the way to go, Stuart? Don't go either way. Totally dark, totally secret, or totally political and public, Stuart.
That's what the founders did. They had the Sons of Liberty, which was a secret organization, and they had their very public militias, because that's the way you get everybody in the community to get trained and united and taking responsibility for themselves. That's what the founders intended. They did not want us to be gray men and hide. But so, yeah, do one or the other, but don't do the thing in the middle like you said. It's very, very wise.
Well, the minute somebody comes to you and says, let's practice making pipe bombs, that is a Fed trying to get you to be involved in criminal activity so other people get scared and don't join real militias. All it is a civil defense local posse for the imploding society, and people are ready for this. They're ready. We've got to organize now with our neighbors, so if there's a total collapse and a marauding crew of scum comes down the road, we're ready. When you're out of town working, your neighbor's watching your wife. When he's out of town, you're watching them. We've got to get back to being real people. This is what all our ancestors did in every culture. You either do this or you're overrun slaves.
That's correct. You need community, and I think the first thing you should do is a neighborhood watch. That will take care of a lot of things all at one time.
And that means a local neighborhood watch, not one run by the feds, where you're watching for people with Ron Paul stickers.
That's right. It means, like you just said a minute ago, neighbors looking out for each other, and that can turn into an ad hoc militia when necessary. And then while you're doing that, you also work to establish a formal official county militia or town militia. You do both. But you got to get going. That's why I encourage folks to go to OperationSleepingGiant.com, our new initiative to wake up veterans and focus on preparedness.
All right, in closing, as I'm ranting here, these are incredible times. Everything that's happening, Stuart, is proving that your analysis, mine, Ron Paul's, is 100% dead on, because we're following history. We know the globalist roadmap. We know what's coming next. Are you, because 5 years ago I never got chills, are you? When I say chills, I mean hair on the back of my neck. My spidey sense has been off the chart the last 6 months, and it's getting more and more intense. Can you feel what's coming?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm reading the book When Money Dies right now about the Weimar hyperinflation, and it's eerie and chilling to see the parallels. We're doing precisely the same thing that they did, and look where they wound up. They wound up with a hyper dictatorship. And so if we're going to avoid that, we need to step off the treadmill of the matrix and get back to being what the founders intended, which is sovereign people in sovereign communities. We have to.
Well, that's it, Stuart. The system consciously, decades ago, but the real markers 12 years ago, made the decision to hyperinflate, destroy us, and set up the police state as the answer. They've already got it. Threat fusion centers, clergy response teams, Emergency Centers Act, all lined up. They are intending to go forward with this. That's what's so incredible about the magnitude of what we face. But the good news is centralized systems don't work very well. And we, the patriots, had decades-long jump on them because we saw what they were doing. We got laughed at a long time ago, Stuart, but not now.
Well, we're still weak, though. The problem is a centralized system can kill a lot of people before it finally collapses. And that's the danger. So what we have to do is make sure that we're as strong as possible in our local communities so that we are not desperate and hungry and starving, and they have less of a justification. Then you get more of the military and police who will say no and side with us. That's the goal.
Well, you know we're being listened to at military bases all over the world right now. So the military is starting to wake up.
Oh, absolutely. I get messages all the time from active duty soldiers. Letting us know that, hey, they're not going to join our organization because they don't want to be purged out of their unit, but they want to let us know that they and at least half the guys in their unit agree completely. And so they are waking up. But they're still susceptible to human nature. Like in Katrina, if they believe it's a real emergency, they're more likely to go along with unconstitutional behavior, unconstitutional orders. And so that's what we have.
Absolutely. Stuart, great job. Great job. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You heard earlier Patrick Henningsen, a reporter from England who was in South London in Brixton and witnessed racial attacks. If you have been in England and witnessed exactly what type of looting and attacks are going on in arson, and you can get on the line and call us, I would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. I know most people can't call on a toll-free number from England, but if you can call Skype or your country access code. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Mark Moreno of Climate Depot is going to be joining us. Reporters reported that at the Aspen Institute event last week, Al Gore was screaming, cussing, blowing up. Mark Moreno first reported that. I saw it in a bunch of mainstream newspapers, including The Hill today, the big paper on Capitol Hill, that indeed he did do that. And he basically consented that their entire global warming takeover scam is in deep trouble. This is the same guy that told us NAFTA and GATT would double our industrial jobs in a decade and actually took more than half of those jobs. This is a good deal, Larry. I got a good old boy accent. You can trust me. Look at that guy's eyes. I mean, he is just, would you buy a car or an air conditioner from that guy? If he knocked on your door trying to sell you encyclopedias, what would you do? I mean, man, bear, pig. So it's a real pleasure to watch him crash and burn. Now, Soros is doing a little better. It's reported that he's probably the guy that bet 800 and something mil, and it was 87 mil, and made $10 billion off of the dollar devaluation. And if that's true, that he got inside knowledge on S&P and that he's the one that made that money, as the Daily Mail and others are pointing to, then another reason Soros needs to get his bacon in the political fire. You know, he's the guy that, quote, broke the Bank of England. Here is some of the other news. The rioting underclass, product of a diseased culture. BlackBerry website hacked as company pledges to help cops find Brit rioters. Police to use plastic bullets on rampaging youth in Britain. Sony UK warehouse set ablaze as violence from London riots escalates. A 634-point stock market crash and eight more reasons why you should be deeply concerned that the U.S. government has lost its AAA credit rating. And then we have the satire article by Paul Joseph Watson, Cameron to step down, recognize rioters as legitimate government. Because the exact type of activity Al-Qaeda run and funded by the U.S. and British governments was launched 4 months ago in Libya. And they've been torching, killing, looting racially, because it's Gaddafi's teamed up with African, black African Libyans. And so there's been a bunch of racial attacks on blacks. You notice I was against that. I'm outraged by people racially pulling over black people and shooting them and killing them because they're black. At a fundamental level, it makes me sick. Just like it makes me sick that whites are being racially attacked. It's disgusting behavior to pull over some completely innocent person and do that. But hey, why not have NATO announce a no-fly zone and have NATO start bombing all of England, blowing up their TV stations, and bombing their electrical power grid, as they're doing in Libya, because a group is rebelling. And so you need to make them the official diplomatic group and give them the government and put crowns on their heads and move them into Windsor Palace. So Cameron to step down, recognize rioters as legitimate government. UK rebels to be given own embassy as humanitarian intervention looms. Given the fine example set in Libya, it follows that the rebels who expressed their grievances against the establishment last night by burning and looting half of London and other cities around the UK should swiftly be given their own embassy and declared the legitimate government of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Yes, that would be very nice. David Cameron and the Queen need to relinquish power immediately now that their authority to rule has been so clearly and justifiably undermined. The actions of the police to disperse these rebels also amounts to an international war crime and mandates an immediate humanitarian intervention from NATO powers. If Cameron and the Queen fail to step down and recognize the rebels as the legitimate government, U.S. war planes are on standby to enforce a no-fly zone over Great Britain. Reports are also circulating that NATO will target the Prime Minister and his entire family for assassination if he refuses to vacate London. This is what was done with Gaddafi. The rebels who are attempting to liberate themselves from the corrupt regime by ransacking JD Sports clothing outlets should be embraced, commended, and supported by the international community. Also, they should be praised for burning down family homes and almost killing people saved by fire departments. The bank accounts of the British government should be seized and handed over to the rebels immediately. Of course, that was satire, but We're illustrating absurdity by being absurd. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Moreno was the senior advisor to the big committee researching whether climate change was man-made or not. He runs the preeminent site researching the global crime bosses that want to be able to decide what type of toilet you have, light bulb, federal home inspections. Obama has announced, outside of law as our supreme ruler, just like with the carbon taxes and regulations on power plants that aren't part of General Electric's insider operation, that fire trucks, concrete mixers, semis, heavy-duty pickups, and all trucks in between will, for the first time, have to trim fuel consumption. Well, they already do that with all the catalytic converters. And emissions, they've been cutting emissions for two decades, of heat-trapping gases, so that evil carbon dioxide, under new efficiency standards announced Tuesday by President Obama. The White House said the standards will save businesses billions of dollars in fuel costs. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Help reduce oil consumption and cut air pollution. The standards also apply to vehicle models after 2014 or 3 years away. This is just devastating, and it's carbon rules. But the good news is despite all their fear-mongering and Obama saying, or his mouthpiece Al Gore saying, polar bears can't swim, we've had some huge victories. We have Mark Moreno here to break that down for us. Some big, big, big victories have taken place in the last 2 weeks. The Hadron Collider found and backed previous science that it's space ions that are forming most of the heat-trapping clouds. NASA's had to admit that more heat goes out of the atmosphere than they thought. Others, like NASA, have had to admit that carbon dioxide follows heat increases, not the other way around. 3 years ago, it was found in UK courts that Al Gore had flipped the graph and had carbon dioxide before the heat increases. So a lot of things are coming out right now. But the best news that Mark Moreno covered at ClimateDepot.com, and today I noticed it's in the Hill newspaper and other mainline publications confirming it, was that he began a expletive-laced tirade that we cannot repeat here, and all but admitted that their system is falling apart and that they are not going to be able to get their overt carbon taxes on people. So they've invested billions in getting the public to have to pay them a indulgence for the sin of breathing, because we put off carbon dioxide just like cars do, that plants then respirate from and live from. And so their system is being routed, according to the view and research of Mark Moreno and others. So, Mark, please give us a breakdown of the devastating victories against the carbon mafia that the globe is having.
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex. The first victory is science and data. And this is so compelling. From A to Z, the entire case for man-made global warming is collapsing. You can start with Antarctica, the Arctic. Antarctica is at or near record sea ice extent. The Arctic, so many new studies have come out in the Arctic that, are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. Andrew Revkin, the mainstream lefty environmental reporter for the New York Times, announced yesterday that he no longer believes the Arctic will face a death spiral, and he actually says, quote, I'm not worried about the resilience of the Arctic and not worried about a tipping point. And he rejects the idea of a death spiral. This is a mainstream reporter bailing out on probably the single greatest talking point that the global warmers have had, the frightening and scary loss of the Arctic, never mind that the low point of Arctic ice 2007 was due to high-pressure days, unusual winds, ocean currents, and not man-made CO2. Never mind that we started monitoring the ice in 1979 at the end of the global cooling scare. So we picked the period where it had the most ice, and then we've had a few, you know, 2 decades of warming followed by either cooling or no warming. The high point in temperatures is still 1998. So from the A to Z, polar bears at or near a historic population high. The indigenous people in Canada say they're absolutely thriving. Even the polar bear that killed this kid recently was actually, they were talking about how much ice there was in the area. So you look at sea level. Al Gore showed you maps of Florida half underwater. Sea level now, not only is it not accelerating, what some monitors are showing, sea level decelerating. Actually dropping since 2004. Mount Kilimanjaro, Gore made it a huge feature in his film, now gaining ice and snow. On every single issue that they have promoted, they have not only egg on their face, but they are being, it is revealing the utter collapse for their case.
And before you continue, let me just back up what you're saying. This is 4 days ago. Arctic tipping point may not be reached. BBC, who carry the holy grail of brainwashing and guilting and propaganda, they say right here, writing in the Journal of Science, the team found evidence that ice levels were 50% lower in the Arctic 5,000 years ago. Well, we've known that for decades from the ice core, but they do this scam every year where they show school kids and the general public on the news a satellite shot from the North Pole from space in the summer time lapse showing upwards of a half of the Arctic disappearing. It always does that in the summer. And then Al Gore says there'll be no ice in 1 year, and he says it every year. And so again, the route is completely, they knew this decades ago. Why is the BBC and New York Times now admitting that polar bears can swim, their numbers are up fivefold in 50 years, that the Arctic used to be smaller? Why is there a complete rout happening?
The same reason, And I studied this issue in the 90s. Remember the old deforestation, the Amazon rainforest? The Amazon's about to disappear. It'll be gone by the year 2000. This was in Disney films and National Geographic and kids shows. They had children terrified the last tree was going to be cut. Turns out in 2009, the New York Times belatedly admitted that for every acre of rainforest cut, 50 may be regenerating. It was not such an urgent cause. After all, they quoted a scientist saying, they're calling it the galloping jungle. Old eco-scares don't just collapse overnight. They have to die a slow death. And what we're seeing, what you quoted from the BBC, what we're hearing from Andrew Revkin in the New York Times, this is actually an accelerated death, but it doesn't collapse overnight. There's way too much money for man-made global warming to collapse because the tens of billions of dollars just being poured into this climate con aren't going to go away. Scientists have made careers out of it. Foundations, universities, United Nations, the media is invested. Our government's invested in it. You have, I will say this delicately, people like John Holdren who need remedial science education. He actually predicted that if man-made CO2 continued, we'd have ice-free winters in the Arctic. And there's no science to back it up. And this is the guy held up as a science czar, a man who stood toe-to-toe with Paul Ehrlich in the 70s warning of...
Pachauri said there'd be no ice in the Himalayas with no proof.
Here's the greatest thing when you talk about John Holdren. John Lennon, the ex-Beatle, made a scientific chump out of people like Paul Ehrlich and John Holdren. In 1979, he debated Dick Cavett on TV and mocked and ridiculed the overpopulation scare. And now we know the new population scare is underpopulation. And even some of the same people who warned of overpopulation are retracting themselves as global population is stabilizing. So it's just every scare they come up with fades. Well, what's most shocking now about global warming, Alex, we have two recent scientists in Australia have now openly dissented. One of them, Professor Salby, is going to have a peer-reviewed study showing that CO2 follows the temperature rise. It's actually going to make it in the peer-reviewed journal. Skeptical scientists have been saying this for years. And Salby goes further. He's actually claiming that the recent rise in CO2 isn't even human-caused. It's all natural, that humans don't even have that power to rise CO2 from our human activity. In one scientist, another one, Judith Curry, who used to be a warmist, is now converted to an almost 100% skeptic. She says the new study could revolutionize man-made global warming. But you don't even need that study. Again, A to Z, look at any claim Al Gore made. Al Gore is now reduced to looking at blizzards, record cold, floods, droughts as proof of his theory. There's no way to falsify the theory. Al Gore and the man-made global warming movement have morphed into the predictions of Nostradamus, the Mayan calendar. It is not science anymore.
And there's always going to be extreme weather. And every time there is,
yes,
he says, pay me money and I'll fix everything. Now, the problem is, and I want you to get into his tirade at the Aspen Institute that you first broke from your sources, now confirmed, just blubbering anger by the collectivists that want to be able to run our lives. Talk about that, but then the problem is they don't care. They're going ahead outside of congressional law and implementing all this garbage. California is.
Let me start with your second point. Our washing machines have been decimated by Energy Star EPA regulations based in climate fears. And here's what I mean.
No, I bought new ones a few years ago. They broke and wouldn't work. Bought more new ones. They broke and didn't work.
Yes,
and now I'm trying to find an old junky one.
In 1996, 1997, Consumer Reports gave a pass to 100% of the washing machines in terms of the water flow, the energy, the cleaning. They all passed. Fast forward to recent years, and now we're finding even high-end washing machines are failing the test. Why? Because our government has sapped washing machines of power and energy. They no longer can clean clothes. They're going after our refrigerator next. They're actually going to go after ice makers. They've gone after our shower heads, our faucets, our toilets. They're going, and here's the headline of the day, Alex. The American SUV is regulatorily dead as we speak. Obama's new regulations of 50 mile an hour plus per gallon rules by 2025 completely lay waste to the SUV. They're going to cram electric cars down our throat, which the president of Audi correctly stated, you'd have to be an idiot. Only idiots buy these cars.
What, they've only sold like 1,000 volts or something? No one wants their crud.
People will be dying in Minnesota and other places in the winter when their cars run out of juice and they can't refuel them and they're stuck on the side of the road under 10-foot snowdrift. It's life and death issues. You have the head of GM calling for gas tax tax increase so they can sell their cars that no one wants to buy. So it's they've already succeeded in many ways. And then, of course, we have the EPA regulations lying in wait that's going to regulate what we exhale from our mouth, CO2. We inhale oxygen, exhale CO2. We have those lying in wait. Obama has wisely decided to wait until after the next presidential election. But we are facing very serious threats, and that is going to be the regulatory nightmare of the world. We're already talking governments around the world. The Japanese government is telling their people they had to go to bed an hour early to fight global warming. The head of the UN climate panel, Rajendra Pachauri, has said when Americans can no longer have ice water in restaurants, that's too expensive.
But meanwhile, all these guys live in incredible palaces. Yes. Nat Rothschild, you know, over there running the climate exchange, has giant yachts, jets, private islands, lavish parties, Prince Charles calling to cut everybody's... telling old ladies not to take hot baths. I mean, these people are so incredibly disgusting. But speaking of that, speaking of John Lennon on national TV talking about overpopulation being a fraud, here is that clip from the TV show you mentioned, Mark Moreno. Here it is.
How does Yoko feel about overpopulation? As a woman, I believe.
Well, I think the problem is not overpopulation as people believe to be, but it's more of the balance of things, what, you know, like food, some part of the world is wasted of food, and in some parts, you know, nobody has food. And that kind of balance, if that is solved, I don't think we would be worried so much about overpopulation.
I think it's a bit of a joke the way people have made this overpopulation thing into a kind of myth. I don't really believe it, you know. I think whatever happens will balance itself out and work itself out. It's all right for us all living saying, oh, well, there's enough of us, so we won't have any more. Don't let anybody else live. I don't believe in that. I think we've got enough food and money to feed everybody. And I think the natural balance, even though old people will last longer, I'm sure there's enough room for us, and some of them can go to the moon anyway.
You mean you think there's enough, if it were...
Yeah, I don't believe overpopulation, you know. I think that's just a kind of myth that government has thrown out to keep your mind off Vietnam and Ireland and all the important subjects.
Oh, I think you're wrong about that.
Oh, I don't care.
All right.
And there you have it. John Lennon from the grave making a scientific jump out of Obama's science advisor, John Holdren, and Paul Ehrlich. By the way, Paul Ehrlich called for forced sterilization agents in our water to reduce population. He was called worse than Hitler by his contemporaries in the 1960s and 1970s. John Holdren opposed the agricultural revolution of Norman Borlaug, who won a Nobel Prize by bringing golden rice to Asia and feeding billions of people and creating, you know, a better life for people. You know why John Holdren opposed it? Because he didn't want our Earth to support more people. It is, as Patrick Moore, the former founder of Greenpeace, said, environmentalism today is the most anti-human agenda, and that's what we're finding in Africa. We have people like Governor Jerry Brown in California, who said at UN conferences, I interviewed him in 2002 at the Earth Conference, the developing world can't emulate Western prosperity because the Earth couldn't handle it. We need something like 10 or 20 more Earths to handle it. Here you have white, wealthy Westerners telling people of color, 1.6 billion of them, don't have running water, electricity, living in dire poverty, their children dying in infant mortality, living in huts made of dung, being told by white, wealthy Westerners they can't have what we have because the Earth can't handle it because of fraudulent man-made global warming fears. If that is not a racist message, I don't know of anything else that is. We have people, Ugandan activists in Africa, saying that Al Gore uses more electricity in a day than they use in a year. They recognize what's going on here. India has said they won't sign on to emission restrictions when 40% of their residents don't have running water and electricity. This madness has to be stopped. The problem is it is now shifted over to an unelected bureaucracy in the EPA, and the UN can do a lot even without treaties. And the United States can commit us to a lot without even having the Senate ratify.
But the good news is, we're starting to turn the tide. And if we continue to realize just how monstrous these people are, we can defeat them and stop letting them have the fake moral high ground from their palaces. And, you know, you're mentioning the death sentence for over a billion people in the third world. Lord Monckton's actuaries and others have proven that. The UN admits it. Over the next decade, if they put any of these in place, they tell the third world at the Copenhagen event 2 years ago, right on the heels of the climate gate coming out, that, hey, don't worry, we're going to tax the West and give you money. Then they got the treaty, and it was right at double the carbon cuts for them, that we would have a total death sentence. I mean, you know, it's annoying if your gas prices go up and, you know, you can barely live. But it's one thing if you're an African on $2 a day or less. This is a death sentence.
Yeah, even innocuous things in UK, they were going to buy local and not have food imported. Who did that affect? Kenyan farmers in Africa rebelled when the UK tried to do this because their livelihood were these fruit exports. So every action has a reaction. And what's most repulsive about the man-made global warming movement is the idea, and this was mentioned by UK scientist Philip Stott, it's a new form of colonialism. It's white, wealthy Westerners going into Africa and South America and telling these governments, you can't develop, you can't use your natural resources the way you want to. I interviewed a South African activist a few years ago who said that the developing world should tell the developed world, i.e. the Western world, the United States, to go to hell if they're telling them they can't develop their resources, unless Washington and England and France and Germany are willing to bomb their cities and level them back to swamps, wetlands, and forests. We have no business telling Brazil that they can develop their forests and they've called it in Brazil, they're sitting on a desert of gold because they can't touch their land because of international treaties. Obama has told the international community you can't have coal plants in Africa. They need nuclear in Africa to bring running water.
But China can build.
It's all being stopped.
But China can build three new ones a week. We get about three a year. And Mark, as you know, Al Gore, Lord Rothschild, Rockefellers, Oprah Winfrey, they're not stupid. When they put these global environmental rules in, they admit it, they're all selectively enforced. The EPA doesn't let new coal plants open that are clean unless it's General Electric. What, 7 months ago he gave them a waiver the day the new stuff went into effect. He gives his buddies health care waivers. McDonald's doesn't have to buy it, but a mom and pop does have to buy insurance for their employees, and then they go out of business. So really, it's all just about they say what you can do, how you can live your life, and they selectively enforce however they want. It's nothing but a green mafia, and it's time to recognize them for the Nazis they are. You study the green movement after Germany fell with Hitler. The eugenicists started the green movement here in the U.S. and England, as you know, Mark, and I've made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and they said, we've got to now pose as environmentalists and conservationists so we can take control of society and teach people they're bad so we can have one-child policies. And that's what they've done. And we need to really recognize just how purely wicked and evil these obese, demonic man-bear pigs are. Your comments on that?
Yeah, well, you mentioned Germany. And right now, the German climate advisor, a man named Schellenhuber, is proposing a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet, monitored by an international agency. This follows the UK proposal for employees to carry carbon ration cards where the government monitors your air travel, your thermostat, your car mileage. This is beyond what George Orwell envisioned in his novel 1984. You have Nancy Pelosi going to China to warn that we need a complete inventory on every aspect of our lives to fight man-made global warming. They're telling us openly. Al Gore talks about the climate bill being key to forwarding global governance. They want to monitor every aspect of your life, and that is not hyperbole. That is absolute what they're saying, their verbatim message. And what's most frightening is you have Republicans infected by this. You have Mayor Bloomberg in New York, if you can call him a Republican, actually bragging that he's helping with, I think it's the NRDC or one of the environmental groups, stopping hundreds of coal plants from being built in America. Half of our electricity comes from coal, and we're going to be making people die in heat waves.
No, it's incredible.
Freeze in the winter. And you have people like Chris Christie, who's a Tea Party hero, bragging openly, first of all, that he agrees with Al Gore on man-made global warming, and second of all, that he's stopping all coal plants in New Jersey.
Well, that's because it's a big business for them. They know what it's all about. Mark Moreno, we want to thank you.
Sure.
And as they continue to squeeze, the resistance is only going to mount. Thanks to you and others, our credibility is exploding. Their credibility is imploding, and Al Gore is reduced to a blubbering, cussing man-bear pig.
Enjoy Al Gore's meltdown. He's earned it. He is an utter and complete failure at this point, and he knows it after spending $300 million.
All right, Mark Moreno, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
there he goes from ClimateDepot.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to beat these green Nazis. The genetic engineering, all that kind of stuff are serious threats. The toxic waste dumping, that's real. Bisphenol A in the plastics, fluoride in the water, that's all real stuff. I don't want to drink poison. But the people that run the environmental movement, A, keep you away from real issues, and B, it's all about a power grab. Now, show's almost over. The Fed has announced they're going to keep rates low through mid-2013. That probably means they're getting ready to raise them because they always lie. You know that we play Greenspan saying that we can just print money so we won't default. Now, that's an oxymoron. That means they will default by hyperinflation. They just won't officially default. The Dow's been up and down all day. It's down 51 points right now. The Nasdaq's up 16.11 at 10,758.80. That's where the Dow is. But the biggest news is that J.P. Morgan came out and said, due to inflation, all major commodities are set to go up. And here's MSNBC. J.P. Morgan or CNBC said Monday it expects spot gold prices to climb to $2,500 an ounce or higher by year end or very high volatility following the downgrade of U.S. debt. That signifies the insiders know they are going with the hyperinflation model. And that's what low interest rates also signify. Ted Anderson, I wanted to give people the opportunity here at the end of the broadcast who've waited and waited and waited. Oh, gold's 300. That's too much. Oh, it's 1,000 too much. It's 1,600 too much. It's 1,700 to 80 and then went down a little bit and then back up. The point is you bought gold and silver in the last few months. You're running out of it at the lower prices. And then it's going to go up next week, but then by then it should be up even more. So that gold will be a good deal. People need to take advantage of this. And people also need to know you got 40-something brokers. The phones are lit up. If they're busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. You've got to call to get the radio specials. There's one way to get one of the radio specials on the Internet at InfoWars.com. There's a banner on the right-hand side near the top that says get two silver coins, get two gifts free. You get two silver coins, which is way over an $88 value when you have the shipping, with a free book and a free film. That is, we're talking $40 off. That deal is available via the Internet, link through at InfoWars.com to find that special page at MidasResources.com. But you need to call Midas Resources today because they have got great deals on gold and silver. Ted, we're about to end the show. Quickly, what are the special radio listener specials? What are some of the gold and silver coins you've got when they call so they can mention the radio special?
Franks are at 381. That's a fifth of an ounce of gold. British Sovereign's quarter ounce of gold is at 478. I mean, they're $20 liberties right now, 2171. Alex, gold ran up to 1775, up about 20 bucks since I was on with you this morning. I mean, it just
yeah, it's 1780.
Yeah, so anything, so everything's just going crazy. And I need to say it. If people haven't ordered that book and that DVD by now for $83, there shouldn't be a single person left in your audience that don't have a copy of that.
You buy the two silver dollars and you get the free shipping, free book, and free video on top of it.
Yeah, you can't beat that. You're going to find it anywhere
else. But, Ted, folks want to get into gold and other silver. A lot of them have already got that deal. Well, tell folks about the other radio specials.
Oh, yeah, sure. We've got a whole long list of them. I mean, presently right now, you can pick up the American Eagle right now at $1,869.78. They've shot up 20 bucks an ounce. I haven't raised them yet. Like I said, the British Sovereign at $4.78. The franc right now at 381. Survival bags of dimes, man, everybody should have one of these. $2,831 delivered. You really need to be moving on this stuff, Alex. I mean, the dollar's melting as we speak.
Absolutely. Let me give, you know what, we're going to do a little bit of Internet Overdrive at PrisonPlanet.tv only for 5 minutes. Stay there, Ted. I want to get into that number. But 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Give them a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.